Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Escabel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 24 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying that Palestinians will not have the right to return to Gaza under his plan for the U.S. to own the war-torn territory. The comments in an interview with Fox's Brett Baer set to air today. Hamas is now claiming the IDF is delaying people who want to return north and that they are slowing down aid in the territory. And because of that, the group is delaying the next hostage release.
The IDF also expanding its operation in the occupied West Bank. Two Palestinian women, one of them pregnant, was killed by Israeli forces, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry there. The IDF saying they are investigating the incident.
ABC's Brett Clement in Tel Aviv. A third federal judge has blocked the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl on his way there, announcing the U.S. will soon be imposing 25% tariffs on all steel products coming into the country. This is ABC News. New worries about bird flu now that it's spread to cows. Details from ABC's Ike Ajachi on our podcast start here.
Scientists, they're closely watching the new infections found in dairy cows in Nevada after a dairy farmer in the state was screened and tested positive for what's being called D1.1, which is a subset of the H5N1 virus currently affecting birds. Now, the reason why this is concerning is because D1.1 has been associated with two severe human infections in North America, including one death.
Utah reporting up to 25,000 waterfowl have died along the Great Salt Lake, primarily due to the virus. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture says there have been 48 million avian flu cases among bird flocks over the last 3 months alone. Writer Tom Robbins has died. He was known for deadpan absurdity and zigzag storylines in books like Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, Another Roadside Attraction, and Still Life with Woodpecker. He was 92. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cool conditions with gradually increasing clouds, highs in the mid to upper 20s, and tonight mostly cloudy with light snow likely, up to an inch of snow possible with a low of 5. Looking towards tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, with a high of 15. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of zero, it's 25 degrees.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpson's Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Good afternoon. It's 24 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed a second pediatric influenza-associated death in the state on Friday. According to health officials, the death occurred during the week of January 26th through February 1st, months after the first confirmed pediatric death in September. The Department of Health Services has been warning residents of higher flu activity this winter and recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are down this year. Last week, the State Assembly's Education Committee heard public comment on bills relating to curriculum, assessment programs, and school board spending. Brittany Merlo has more.
Assembly Bill 3 requires incorporating cursive writing into the state standard for English language art classes. It would require cursive to be taught in the elementary grades in all public, private, and charter schools. Right now, only some schools in Wisconsin teach cursive. It's not a requirement, and it's up to the school district's discretion. Those in favor of the bill said writing in cursive promotes a number of cognitive benefits, like enhancing motor skills, memory, and creativity. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is against the bill, as is the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Assembly Bill 4 would require civics to be implemented in school curriculum in both public and private schools in elementary and high school grades.
They want to teach students about their rights and responsibilities in both Wisconsin and the United States. Also, the process of advocating before government bodies and officials and knowledge of other nations' government philosophies, like communism and socialism as it compares to democracy. High school students are already required by law to earn a certain number of credits to graduate, and this includes at least 3 credits of social studies. They also need to pass a civics test similar to that of the U.S. citizenship test.
For Civic Media News, that's Brittany Merlo. At the Capitol, a Republican bill would reverse State Superintendent Jill Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. Watertown Senator John Jagler co-authored the legislation and says we need to be expecting more out of our children, not less. Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy defended the changes, saying they were made with input from educators. The bill would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-20, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. A new rule for election observers in Wisconsin is awaiting action by lawmakers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has drafted 12 pages of what observers may and may not do at polling places. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs told the Assembly Elections Committee that there's not a lot WEC can do if poll workers or voters have complaints regarding observers. But Republican legislative staffer and former state representative Janelle Branchin argued that the 60-day process is investigate complaints will take too long. Commissioner Don Millis, a Republican, told the Assembly Elections Committee that current state law is too vague and could allow Republican observers to feel intimidated. Republican State Representative Paul Tittle of Manitowoc said the rule lacks any punishment for violations. Millis said WEC lacks authority to propose consequences. That's up to lawmakers. Tittle drafted a bill during the last session, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The committee can request changes to the rule or forward it to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds you to check and be sure that you have the proper identification needed to vote in the spring primary election next week. Wisconsin driver licenses or IDs are the most common form of identification used for voting purposes. A federally compliant real ID card is not required to show at the polls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission notes other forms of identification are valid for voting, such as military or student ID cards. To see if a card meets the requirements, visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls at wisconsindmv.gov/idcards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting. If the ID card is not available in time, the DMV offers this service and ID cards for voting purposes free of charge. DMV's toll-free hotline, 844-588-1069, is available for questions in obtaining an ID that can be used to vote. Tammy Baldwin co-authored a bill to help Wisconsin dairy farmers improve their operations. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act. It's designed to strengthen initiatives and help more producers and processors add value to their businesses. Baldwin says dairy producers in Wisconsin and across the country are facing challenges.
Throughout my time in Congress, I've worked hard to help them meet the challenges that they face. And look, right now, they face some pretty steep challenges. I hear from folks about how increased input costs are stretching their thin budgets and how lack of market access and workforce issues are all impacting folks' bottom line.
Baldwin says the dairy business initiatives have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights.
She claims the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure these opportunities continue in the future.
This bipartisan legislation will make sure that this program is up and running in the years to come, and it gives a boost to its funding.
The new legislation would increase the program's annual funding from $20 million to $36 million. A companion to the bipartisan bill has been introduced in the House as well. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
The Abundant Life Recovery Fund has now reached more than $500,000. That's according to the United Way, which is hosting the fundraiser. There have been many kinds of donations, especially restaurants donating proceeds from a specific day, but also just everyday people giving to help their neighbors. The principal of Abundant Life says they have a plan for how they're going to use the money. They'll start by paying for anything that families who lost loved ones in the December 16th shooting could need. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and mom and teacher Aaron West were killed. Then they'll use the money to help those injured pay medical bills. And lastly, they'll use whatever is left over to provide mental health resources so the whole Abundant Life community can heal. Though cannabis isn't yet legal in Wisconsin, classes on the cannabis industry are being offered at one UW campus. UW-Platteville began online cannabis education certificate programs this semester. The classes are presented through a partnership with national cannabis curriculum provider Greenflower. The lessons touch on such topics as the business of cannabis, cannabis health care and medicine, and how to grow the plant commercially. Students can gain experience in pot growing by practicing with hemp or similar plants. Greenflower says demand for the courses is high at the 60 schools nationwide offering them. Average gas prices are up 4.3 cents from last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 11.9 cents higher than last month, but 16 cents lower than this time last year. Prices across Wisconsin range from $2.83 to $3.09 today. Crude oil inventories are below the five-year average for this time of year, but domestic crude oil production rose to 13.478 million barrels per day. Gasoline inventories increased slightly in the Midwest, which could cause prices to possibly come down slightly. Overall, gasoline inventories are slightly above the five-year average for this time of year. Rockwell Automation Incorporated today reported fiscal first quarter net income of $184 million. The Milwaukee-based company said it had net income of $1.61 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $1.83 per share. The results beat Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $1.61 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $1.88 billion in the period, also topping street forecasts. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $1.87 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. The Department of Natural Resources is warning people spearing sturgeon on Lake Winnebago of cracks in the ice. Wardens say a major crack formed in the ice on Saturday, sending multiple vehicles into the water. You're reminded that no ice is safe, especially in a season where multiple ATVs and snowmobiles have fallen through the ice across Wisconsin. Four people have already died on the Lake Winnebago system this year. A Madison man is under arrest for weapon and gun charges after a high-speed chase in Monona over the weekend. The 23-year-old man was arrested Saturday following a chase through both Fitchburg and Monona. Officers tried to pull him over for having windows that were too tinted, but he fled and allegedly tossed items out the window as he drove. The man fled on foot after his vehicle was disabled and was caught in a department store. Officers say he had a handgun, marijuana, and dozens of counterfeit $100 bills in his vehicle when he was arrested. He's currently booked in the Dane County Jail awaiting an initial appearance. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges OptumRx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. It's 24 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1219. It's School Bus Driver Appreciation Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg Dining Table with 4 chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
It's 24 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. In recognition of the thousands of students transported to and from school every day, Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Wisconsin School Bus Driver Appreciation Week. Since 1976, the Wisconsin School Bus Association has ensured the state's school bus drivers are recognized and appreciated through the annual Appreciation Week event held every second week in February. This commemorative week recognizes all school transportation personnel who are involved in the highest standards of safe practices to assure the protection of their passengers, our state's most precious cargo. In Wisconsin, there are more than 12,000 school bus drivers who safely transport more than 400,000 students to and from school each school day and travel an average of 144 million miles a year. School Bus Driver Appreciation Week, which runs through Friday, is an excellent opportunity for parents and students, teachers, administrators, motorists, schools, and others to show their appreciation to their school bus drivers. These drivers are true champions, ensuring Wisconsin students have a safe and reliable ride to school and home every day. Representative Tony Kurtz is holding listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Today, Kurtz will be at the Waniwok Library from 2:30 to 3:30 and from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. There will be 2 blood drives in the area on Wednesday. Ithaca High School will be holding a blood drive from 9 until 2 at the high school. All donors will receive a Just Donate It hat as a thank you. Appointments are greatly appreciated. You can register online at versatai.org/WI or by calling 877-232-4376. And the other drive will be an Impact Life blood drive from 11 to 3:30 at Julie Karen State Farm. You can register online at the Impact Life donor portal. You can also contact Impact Life if you have any questions at hello@impactlife.org or 1-800-747-5401. This Valentine's Day is shaping up to be big, according to projections by the National Retail Federation, which suggests that consumer spending will reach nearly $26 billion. As you prepare to celebrate, there are a few common scams that you need to be aware of. Whether hoping to spark a new relationship or buying gifts for loved ones, beware of these scams, regularly reported to the Better Business Bureau. Imposter websites. Consumers should always be alert for imposter websites, from fake jewelry sellers to online dating sites. Scammers can easily lift official photos, sale promotions, and logos directly from the website of a popular jewelry brand. With professional graphics and unbeatable prices, scammers build an attractive website that looks eerily similar to the real thing. Similar methods may be used to build fake online dating platforms, often used to steal personal data and credit card information. Romance scammers often target vulnerable people who have experienced a recent breakup or other hardship. They take advantage of that heartbreak to establish a connection and gain sympathy. Once they've gotten their victim on the hook with a sad story, they begin pursuing their true goal, money. Falling victim to a romance scam can be particularly devastating. Victims can lose thousands of dollars, and they've often left feeling heartbroken and betrayed because they believed they'd found a good partner. Responding to a text message from someone who messaged the wrong number might seem harmless. It might even seem like the polite thing to do if they say they're looking to reconnect with a potential match. The text message, however, is bait to lure you into a conversation. If you keep chatting, they'll eventually try to get your personal information by directing you to sign up for an adult site. Ordering flowers for Valentine's Day? Don't procrastinate, or you may end up falling for a scam. BBB has received many reports of shoppers who thought they were ordering flowers from an online florist, but either got nothing at all or a disappointing arrangement. Don't let phony florist ruin Valentine's Day. If you encounter a suspected romance scam, cut off all contact with the perpetrator by blocking their accounts and phone number. Then report your experience to bbb.org/scamtracker. Dating site users should also report suspicious activity to the platform so they can take action against the scammer's account. For more information about romance scams, visit bbb.org/romance. The Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association are accepting applications for the second class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute through February 15th. Those selected to participate will complete a series of educational sessions designed to shape local advocates. They will gain skill sets to enhance their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. These leaders will use their voices to extend the reach and impact of the Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. The Wisconsin Beef Council is a producer-led nonprofit organization funded by the $1 per head beef checkoff. Through the Wisconsin Beef Council, participants will learn how to educate about the state's beef industry from farm to fork with seminars that focus on sharing your story, working with different types of media, evaluating your strengths, and more. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's gives a legislative voice to Wisconsin's beef producers on a local, regional, and national level. The association works closely with many industry partners to maintain a positive business environment for cattlemen through leadership and education. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will guide participants through meeting with their local legislators and discussing key topics impacting the state's cattle industry. This collaborative effort will be divided between the two organizations. Each will host separate workshops during the quarterly sessions. After completing a year of training, Institute graduates will join a group of alumni and will be called upon to assist the Wisconsin Beef Council and/or Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Such duties may include responding to media requests, identifying local media contacts, being a voice to consumers and educators, encouraging participation in the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, ensuring the voice of the cattle industry is heard, or providing aid for any other needs that may arise. There is a $100 fee for selected individuals to participate. Hotels, meals, and program costs will be covered by the two organizations. The application can be found online at beeftips.com/Cattleman's Corner/Beef Leadership Institute. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council is accepting nominations for the 21st Annual Invasive Species Action Awards now through February 16th. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council, an advisory council to the DNR, presents Invasive Species Action Awards for both volunteer and professional categories. A panel of judges selected by the council will review the nomination materials and select the award winners. All nominators and winners will be notified in April, followed by an award recognition ceremony in June to celebrate Invasive Species Action Month. Award recipients are Wisconsin residents and organizations that have made significant contributions to preventing, controlling, or eradicating invasive species that harm Wisconsin's native wildlife, wetlands, forests, prairies, lakes, and rivers. Nominees can be individuals, groups, or organizations that have demonstrated exemplary efforts to address issues surrounding terrestrial and aquatic invasive species. Invasive species are non-native plants and animals that cause ecological or economic harm, and some can affect human health. Once an invasive species is established in an area, it can be challenging to control. To submit an Invasive Species Action Award nomination, download and fill out the form available on the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council's webpage. The deadline for submissions is midnight, February 16th. Today's Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle winner of $75 is Nick Williams on ticket number 365. It's 25 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. Comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock, 25 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday, February 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gay V. Donovan, 70 of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from now until the time of service at 1. Gay Donovan is survived by her husband, Dr. Joseph Doc, 12 children, Vicki Donovan, Joey Donovan, Scott and Sherry Donovan, Steve Donovan, Jason and Jody Donovan, Tim and Carlene Donovan, Dale and Samantha Donovan, Jennifer Storkson and Todd Abing, Jackie Spencer and Rory Cummins, Tommy Donovan and Jen McGuire, Stephanie and Chris Muller, Lucky Brandon Donovan Fowl, 14 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers, Russell and Myra Jones, John and Elaine Jones, and Jack Jones, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died last Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by 4 children, Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson, and 2 sisters, Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker of Richland Center, father, Douglas Baker of Georgia, 2 brothers, Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia, uncles, special aunt Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, special friends Jamie, Rich, and Tim, and many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the 4th time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mike and Sheila Bradford. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hope you're having a great Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are carefully tracking a band of light snow in South Dakota, northwest Iowa, and southern Minnesota right now. That should streak toward our area and bring us a small coating out there this evening and tonight, so please allow some extra travel time. That will move away, be replaced with some cold, dry air for tomorrow. Then the next wave of low pressure will swing in here by midday Wednesday, and widespread snow is expected. It should trend heavier the further south and east you go Wednesday into Wednesday night. The current thinking is that a couple inches at least could fall in our area through Wednesday night. We get a break then for Thursday afternoon into most of Friday before the next system moves in Friday night. Again, a couple inches of snow possible Friday night into early Saturday, making the roads slippery. Behind that, a reinforcing shot of cold air for the second part of the weekend. The forecast details for the rest of today: chilly with gradually increasing clouds, high temperature about 24, northwest west wind near 5. Mostly cloudy tonight, light snow likely with up to an inch possible, low temperature about 5 degrees. Partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, high 15, north and northwest wind close to 10. Tuesday night we tumble down to 1 below 0, Wednesday cloudy with snow likely by late morning, 2 or 3 inches possible through the night, high about 18 degrees. For Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, low 1, high of 17. Friday, increasing clouds, low 3 below, high of 25. Snow expected Friday night with 1 to 3 inches possible. Saturday, snow ending in the morning, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 16 with a high in the mid-20s. And Sunday, partly cloudy and chilly, low about 0 with a high of 15 degrees. You have yourself a great afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 26, our low this morning was 0. Our high so far today, 27. The record high for this date set in 1999 is 60 degrees. The record low, 22 below, was set in 1895. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 28. Sunset tonight will be at 5:25. With sunrise tomorrow at 7:06. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.42 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tough times call for creative approaches in farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, But that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Like many farmers across the country, Liz Spruill is expecting an economically difficult year ahead. Spruill is a fourth-generation farmer raising cotton, corn, soybeans, and wheat in northwest Alabama with her brother and daughter.
I think it's a two-pronged approach. You know, I think we have to hunker down and we have to be mindful of the expenses. But more importantly, I think that we've got to take every opportunity and seek every alternative income stream that we can in order to bridge the gap for a period of time.
Spruill says the hard economic truth about farming is it has to be done, even if it's not profitable.
In some cases, we're losing money just to roll across the ground. Why do we do that? We do that because a generational farm is farming on a 7-year or more time frame. You know, you're going to have good years and bad years. But the problem that we're encountering today is that we've run up against too many black swans.
Spruill says farmers have to pivot and adapt as market conditions change if they want to survive in agriculture. And in her case, that includes adopting practices to be more sustainable in the future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
The president's pick for trade representative wants to export more biofuels. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a policy expert says unknowns are weighing on the future of the soybean industry. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Unfortunately, there's still quite a bit of uncertainty. Uncertainty is our word of the year so far.
Andrew Larson is Director of Government Relations for the Illinois Soybean Association.
There's a lot of uncertainty at the federal level coming out of the 45Z ruling that the Biden administration left the Trump administration to decipher and implement. We also have had longstanding questions about whether 45Z is actually the right answer for soybeans. Of course, soybeans get hit with a massive carbon intensity penalty.
He tells Brownfield if that penalty stands in the final ruling, soybean growers and processors stand to lose.
Soybean oil might be only be eligible for as much as 30 cents per gallon of B100. So that's quite a bit lower than the dollar we were at, and it's going to have a very negative impact.
Larson says the lack of direction is straining the biofuels industry and thus impacting soybean demand and profitability. From the 2025 Illinois Soybean Summit in Champaign, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
President Trump's pick for U.S. trade representative says support for biofuel producers would be a priority if he's confirmed. During a hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, Jameson Greer said he wants to target new markets for U.S. biofuels. Ed Hubbard with the Renewable Fuels Association says Greer's comments were favorable for the industry.
There's been some concern, I think, in the industry that we wouldn't be focusing on expanding markets. And that's really what our industry's main focus has been with respect to our trade promotion efforts has really been to open new markets.
Greer also told the committee he would work with Brazil to help reduce their 18% tariff on ethanol. Hubbard tells Brownfield this has been long overdue. A livestock and poultry economist says consumer demand will drive how producers are able to rebuild their flocks from highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreaks. Executive Director of Leap Market Analytics, Mark Jordan, tells Brownfield the virus has been relentless.
It's beginning to overwhelm the industry's ability to kind of fight back.
Jordan says not all the more than 185 million poultry affected by the virus since the beginning of last year are expected to be replaced. Jordan says strong demand for eggs and the lack of an alternative has kept enough price incentive in the market for producers to repopulate. But he says that hasn't been the same for turkey growers facing increased protein competition and waning prices. An equipment auction specialist says it's been a busy month for farm machinery buyers. Andy Devine is a territory sales manager in Nebraska for Purple Wave Auction.
Early spring is always getting busy. Everybody is getting cranked up for the summer and getting their new equipment out and getting their old equipment fixed up.
He tells Brownfield equipment prices have been relatively steady. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
A slow start for cash, cattle, and hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Following last week's pullback in business, bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until late in the week. Now, last week, deals ranged from $205 to mostly $206 live in the South. That's about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals range from $320 to $333, mostly $328, about a dollar lower than the prior week's business. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $2.21 at $324.08. Select was 78 cents higher at $313.68. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 600 pounds were $10 to $20 lower. Steers over 600 pounds were $2 to $6 lower. Heifers from 400 to 500 pounds and 600 to 700 pounds were $15 to $20 lower, with all other weights steady to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate at best early in the week and then fell off as the week progressed. Feeder supply included 53% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 695 pounds, brought $297 to $372. Feeder steers, 700 to 757 pounds, brought $283.75 to $312.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, brought $268 to $320. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors aren't off to a very aggressive start to the week and aren't making a big effort to move numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong. That's helping provide some price support. But there are long-term concerns about the inconsistency in domestic demand. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 85.64. For the Western Corn Belt, it's 86.45. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $64. At Illinois, slaughterhouse hog prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $61. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were higher at midday, up $3.86 at $100.86. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Title Town Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hello, this is Chase Hester with Tipstock Auction Realty with sales results at upcoming events. Huge sale last week. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Guitars, tools, snowblowers, household, and much more. Online only ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestatune. Have a great day.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Corn and cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are mixed. The trade's watching forecasts for more much-needed rain in parts of Argentina and better harvest weather in parts of Brazil. New USDA supply, demand, and production estimates are out in less than 24 hours. March beans are up a penny at 10.50 and a half. May is three quarters higher at 10.66 and a quarter. March bean meal's down 20 at 3.01.20, and March bean oil's 18 lower at 45.08. Corn is up, monitoring conditions in South America while getting ready for those USDA numbers. Mexico did buy 365,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. March corn's 4.75 higher at 4.92 and a quarter, and May's up 4 at 5.04 and three quarters. And wheat is lower today, with parts of the plains expected to see another round of bitterly cold temperatures without snow cover. Russia's grain export cap officially goes into effect this week. But with the dollar up, March Chicago wheat's down 3.5 at 5.79 and a quarter. March Kansas City is 6.75 lower at 5.97 and a half. March Minneapolis is down 2 at 6.25 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, with box beef higher at midday and live cattle at a discount to cash. April live's up $1.60 at $198.37. June's $1.25 higher at $193.35. March feeders are up $3 at $267.82. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and a little bit of profit-taking. Cash business is steady. Pork is up sharply at midday today. April lean's down 12 at $92.02. May's 10 cents lower at $95.92. Again, the U.S. dollar index is up. The Dow's about 150 points higher. Nearby crude oil's higher as well. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A more sustainable food supply chain. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As farmers incorporate more sustainable practices on their operations, they help end users like McDonald's meet those sustainability goals when it comes to food. Dr. Christina Porter, a veterinarian and the technical advisor for AgSpire, a company that helps farmers and ranchers embrace the right sustainability practice for their operation, explains how implementing these practices benefit everyone.
There might be an incentive payment for planting a grass seed or cover crop. On the cattle side, it's a little different because we have to show that what we did made a difference. So there's some benchmarking that would be done at the beginning. As we sit down with the farm and ranch, we would figure out how the performance was in that year so we have something to compare it to down the road. But anything we're asking farmers to do on the cattle side, they're best practices anyway. It's things that hopefully there will be a financial incentive for the ranch itself just from really good management. If we get these incentive payments and premiums on top of that, it's a bonus. But we're asking people to be more efficient in and of themselves even without the outside payment.
This is just one example of efforts companies like McDonald's are making to reduce their carbon footprint. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
The news this hour, sponsored by Ryan's Auto Sales, providing a reliable lineup of quality vehicles, making the car buying process easy and dependable for all customers. And the Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 1 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, now the latest target by the Trump administration's efficiency office. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
It was put in place after the 2008 financial crisis. It is a check on big banks. It's often tasked with looking at fraud and abuse from the nation's sort of biggest corporations. It's proud of the fact that it says that it has saved Americans $20 billion in basically lawsuits against some of the biggest corporations in this country.
President Trump now vowing to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. European Union leaders say if that happens, expect counter tariffs. Egg prices soaring still due to bird flu impacting supplies. Trader Joe's now limiting egg purchases, it says, to one dozen a day per customer. Super Bowl champions